Lo falava, tassi, show.
Lo falava, lava, per fa per fe mai o ciò, so malo noi malele, sa fecai,
So,
lo falava.
Talofalava. Welcome to episode two of the Raising Chiefs podcast. My name is Alofateo. This is Aloingwa. Aloingwa.
I'm named Alofateo.
MJ's being silly. That's MJ.
Yeah, Talofa from Sangamau.
We apologize for the late release of this episode. Life's gotten in the way. We just want to quickly recap on the first episode in case you missed it. It was basically just an introduction to us, who we are, where we're from, what this podcast is all about, and the why behind why we parent the way we parent. The reason why, and I guess a little bit of an introduction is to into our bilingual parenting journey. If you are listening for the first time, we are Samoan. We created this podcast to share a little bit about our a little bit of our journey as bilingual parents, first time parents, and we're raising MJ to be bilingual, to be fluent in Samoan and English. I guess the takeaways from that episode, we shared some of the challenges around being bilingual in Australia, where we currently live, and I guess some of the issues around Ngangana Samoa, or the maintenance of Ngangana Samoa in the family, and in a country such as Australia, where English is the dominant language in the community. And we also shared some tips and advice for anyone who was considering this approach to parenting, or thinking about wanting to start on the Ngangana Samoa journey. Those tips were to start where you are, with what you have and what you know. So the important thing is really just to start, and don't feel like you need to wait until you have some level of competence or confidence. So learn the basics, and then go from there. And we also said that parents, if you are, you know, raising or wanting to raise Samoan-speaking children, that you really need to take that responsibility on for teaching and reinforcing that use of Ngangana Samoa in the home. So those were the three, I guess, the main tips or pieces of advice that we shared on the first episode. Did post some disclaimers on our Instagram page, and that was shared to our Facebook page as well. Just that this podcast is going to be bilingual, so Miles' preference is to speak Samoan. So where he takes the mic, he will be using Ngangana Samoa. I will speak mostly in English for the non-Samoan speakers, and we apologize if you aren't able to follow some of the talanoanga because of that sort of interweaving. But you know, this is us. This is the way that we communicate most of the time. Most of the time, I speak Samoan, but for the purpose of this podcast, I'm choosing to speak English, and I will translate where I feel it's needed. And I just want to make a point to just to pick up on some feedback that we got from our first episode. Now, Mao is short for Sarah Mao, and he introduced himself in the first episode. If you listen to that episode, you would have heard him mention the name Alalatoa. Do you want to explain that? Yo matai.
Ya ole ngō mō le la la toa, ya ole matai le mai oi Sāpoi, ia o le mataino na lua, ia o awhamsanga, o le makaile, mai ngai whasitotai.
Mao has two suawha makai, as he's mentioned, but you will hear me referring to him or addressing him as Mao, which is his ingoa taule alea. We hope that we don't intend to offend anyone of the, you know, Ainga Potopoto, or those who hold those same Matai titles. We don't mean any disrespect by not addressing him in those titles. It's just that we feel that this is the most comfortable for us. This is the way we address each other here in our home, and we are recording from within our home. So to make this podcast as authentic as possible, we are just going to speak the way that we normally speak to each other. And it's no disrespect on my part as the Faletua to be referring to him in his Taole Ala'a name. I have a lot of respect for Mao, for Afamasanga. Please don't be offended. There's no offense intended, and we hope that none is taken. So we just wanted to get that, clear that out of the way, and so we can move forward on that. But we feel that it's not necessary in this context for us to use that in this context. Agree?
Yep.
Anything you want to say about that?
Yeah.
Yes, it's me fifa popule.
Ne, it's me pa wa me wa wa pe wa manga e fa bangi ngwa ku ye. Si le fa ngo le fa nga le ngo wa pe u ma sa ngi ya ka lo ngwa ngai. I le ngo ka le le. Ya le se me la fa ngo fo le ku la ngwa wa me ka ku. Ya ole ka kom ka upu le la fa ka lo ngwa ngai ngai ya so ole o faul kala inga e loar ka masa mo e lo na tu sa vale ma chau chala ya o tato da pula nga lela faari ko ngi mangaku ya maka ko kat kala ngo ai fo.
So Miles just introduced the topic for this episode. E lo le tama sa mo e lo na tu sa vale ma chau chala, literally speaking, that translates to, you know, or you can tell or identify a Samoan man or Samoan person in the way that they stand or conduct themselves, the way that they walk and talk. That's the literal translation of that phrase. But essentially it means you are identified as a Samoan in the way that you carry yourself. Would you agree with that explanation? And if I haven't explained that clearly or correctly, let us know and we can hopefully clarify that in a post. We've chosen that topic because we wanted to talk about the core Samoan values and beliefs that really underpin our approach to parenting, which is, as I've mentioned before, I guess you would say a form of bilingual parenting. Both being Samoan, those values and beliefs have influenced us both as individuals, and more importantly, they have also carried us into the way that we parent, or it has influenced somehow, you know, to an extent, the way that we are now raising our own little chief. Mm-hmm. So I guess talking about how much of the way that we were parented now influences the way that we parent ourselves. And part of that, Tala Noonga will also be us talking about a little bit more about our bilingual parenting approach. Before we get into that discussion, though, I wanted to just kind of give a brief overview, I guess, the main models of bilingual parenting that you might come across. And you can Google and find this information out. There's loads of information about bilingual parenting, or, you know, how to raise bilingual kids. The main model that you will see is one parent, one language, or one person, one language. And basically that approach is you have two parents, or you have two people in a relationship, caregivers, whatever, raising a child or children. One speaks the dominant community language, let's say that's English, and the other person speaks the minority language, or the home language, the language that you are focusing your efforts on. With this approach, you have one parent speaking English only, strictly, to the child or the children, and you have the other parent speaking the minority language, for example, Samoan, to the child or to your children. The other main model is the minority language model, which is basically you use the minority language, for example, Samoan, in the home only. So there's no English, and that is the approach that we've taken, not strictly to the letter, So we're a little bit flexible because we understand MJ, you know, still has a preference to use English and to speak English, but the way that we reinforce Ngangana Samoa in the way that we approach bilingual parenting is that we have taken that model on. For me personally, I like this approach because it means that I'm also learning. It forces me to improve my Ngangana Samoa as well. And it's a way for me to make sure that maintenance is happening in the family. Because, for example, if we did the other way around, the one parent, one language, in that model, it would have been me speaking English only to MJ and Miles speaking Samoan only to MJ. And, well, you can imagine what the conversation will be like at the dinner table, for example, you know, so there's challenges in that, you know, Ma will be speaking to MJ in Samoan and I'll be speaking, you know, across the other side of the table to MJ in English. And I'm not saying that that's going to confuse MJ or anything, but, you know, there's challenges in that. Anyway, that's just a very brief overview. Like I said, go and Google information if you want, or let me know if you're interested. I've gone to a lot of websites and done a lot of Googling myself. And I've also read studies that Samoans have done around bilingual parenting. If you're interested, let me know and I can send you some information.
I le mea ia I le sosika mai ki ki Samoa ia o lai kongo Samoa. Isa o le mea mōmua ngā e pe e tawana I loa e tamaititi. O le iloa kaukala, o le iloa kū, o le iloa savani.
But can you just explain for people who might not have heard of this saying before? I gave a literal translation. It's not really ele o le kū for ele le standing. It's not talking about the way that you stand, literally speaking. Ola le fa'awinga ngā o ele.
Okay, yeah, we have kusa le peila le upu le o le ne melesa kakala ngō mōmua e. Le iloa kū. Kusa le iloa kū ngā iloa iloa iei. O le iloa lea whao ngālo mawhawhau e ke whai a ia ia ngi whi au po ngi mea ka kaunga whai e au ngoa mara kau whaakongo ko o esesi. O le winganga le upu ia e iloa kū. Ia whakasi e lola ia le mara whaaloalo. Wa mea umangai kongo le mea ngā. So o le kūla ia uia o le kaule whaakongunga. Kusa o kawanga o ko meki anga I loa ka maiki ki Samoa ia I longa upbringing. Ianga chores po anga ianga whi au e whai. Marika e ngoa, marika u whakongo.
Ianga makawhaioi, ianga responsibilities, duties.
Kusa le winganga ia ui ole upu kū.
Kū masavani.
Masavani, ia al whakasela man whakaroalo. Ile ia ui ele o mainga wā ui anga wola mai Samoa. Kusa le, kasi le me piku siringa maanga ia ia kia ui ale, ia le o langa I kongo le kongo, kia kua kongo in Samoa. O ngai ke ola mai o lai whakongkongu ma ewa ai ai. Whakongkongu ai o mākua. Ia ma ewa ai I mea lai whakakingo I kongo. I kaimi uma, I whalave lave o mea I whai kongo le ngu, o le loku. Kusa o mea uma ngā, kusa e oko meki anga e ngā e awa o inga mai ei louka ngaka po lou tama Samoa. I au mea ka kaunga whai. Kusa le winga ngā le mea akua ngā, o lo ula o langa akua. Sa kele nga whaakongua, sa kele nga whaakongkongua ua o mākua. Mai sa kele fwe nga o wa ai ai i mea o lo o whai kongo ngu uma. O le koe ngā o langa la ngā, le o kau mwhai a uia, e kau mwhai a oa oa ia MJ. Ia I loa nga ka ua kore ka mai kiki, le mea ka kau mwhai, le po se whi au. E ke mga o e whai ei, e ka kauvoi langa, e kusape ka mai kiki, e langa o le whaasa moa I e wha alu alu. E ka kauanga e wha mole mole so sis. E loa fo I la wha mole mole I kusape la I kiki pea. E ka kaua o mea umanga e kusa o le learning process nga o, so is ka mai kiki a sa moa. O le a o I mea I basics I a makuangi. Wai loka ukala, wai loku, wai loa foifa, kingo me, fa Samoa.
I can give an example of where that
that applies. So whakaika inga o se whaalavelave, se whaalavelave whai kongore a inga, pore a inga pokpoko. You know, one of the things that identifies us as Samoans, and you know, a lot of people will attest to this, is that everyone knows what they have to do, what they should do. Because this comes back to the ie loa le tū masawali. It comes down to those roles within the āinga. Ke makuangea, you know, when you're at the age that where you have to perform or you have to provide service, it tau tua mo le āinga. Whatever it may be, but in that example, if you are, you know, at a family whaalavelave, and you know, for example, if I go e konga ma me whapenga, you know, there are the roles of the ones who e oe ave konga, you know, you've got the ones who ia kaule alea ia a loai loa e kaunga I loa kaule alea ia longa foi kulanga. Does that make sense?
Yeah, se koe fa popo koe le mea le fakoa koe manga kuangi. Ile kofinga fo ila po responsibilities ye ave ile kama marikenga Samoa. Kuse e maasangi anga whaarongo pe Samoa e whaarongo ya so lai koe inga malo makua. O ko kongua ia le fale, o fe aunga kau kenge. A o fafo, o fe aunga e ngafa marikama. Pe o le whainga lao mei o saka o aangi fe au be sasanga o le vao.
Yes, traditionally the men do all the cooking, which was outside. Yep, you heard.
A o kenge, o ko kongua la ko wama ka fai yo I kongo le fale, ka pe nganga le fale, keu keu fa mangaia. Ia ma fai ma kuka, mea ai ma ngongi.
Yep. So those are the...
Mena wa yengi vai kaimi. Wa haru wha solo a kua wo I lele wo. Wa ese fo I le...
Yeah.
Le ngai aunga kupulanga le generation na wa ye wa mix wha kas.
Yeah, so that's... So Miles referring to those traditional gendered roles. So, you know, those gender, so male, female, you have your designated roles, I fafo, ia ma kongo nfale. For example, doing the saka, doing the umu. You know, where we are now, you know, obviously those things don't apply. Well, they still do apply because our parents have taught us and we've been, I guess, conditioned through our tradition, our Samoan upbringing to know our roles, basically. When it comes time to do a whaalavelave or... Bose galinga malo, if you're hosting guests, I know that, you know, if we're welcoming people into our home, you know, the first thing my mum's going to expect me to do is e aru pungale ki poki, fai se poki mo malo, me whapenga. So all of that sort of is encompassed in that saying, ia e loelo tu the tu savali male tautala. Yeah, so it's all of your roles and your responsibilities as a tama po se tamaita I Samoa that identifies you, that, you know, and these are the things that our parents raised us knowing.
Fala vos fala vaki o le wingo le upunga le tama le tama le fa Samoa.
Good clarification there. So we've used the word tama there not to refer specifically to the male gender. So this phrase is not specifically geared towards it's general. We're using that in a very generic sense. So tama in this context is male or female. So it's just basically I'm going to share actually now a clip of a chat that I had with my mom about a week or so ago in thinking about this topic and this podcast, where she provided a little bit of insight into how we were raised, you know, the importance of passing on that cultural knowledge. I'll play that for you now, and then we'll come back with the rest of our talanoanga.
Le mea lea, e iloa le kangaka I le angaku o le savali, o le ngofo, o le ale mea ia le fwela wa awa o kwe makou ia ya oko, e ka fwela nko wa awa o pe e faa wau, e continuing e faa wau, se fa wa we o ele me nga le nga pas mai ai nga 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 wa o fu ma ko ma ko e la ko ma ko ya wa o me la ko ma ko wa wa o pe o se me e pasiva pe nga.
But why is that o la le ka ua? Because yeah, you guys were raised in Samoa, o ma ko le o ma ko feo la I Australia. So it's a different generation, different environment that we're raising in. Why do you still want to raise us in the way that your parents raise us?
Yeah, wa fo ye le ma ke mang a ye ni kai mi ye ke wa o pe ko ke ko o sa mo a la ko ke wa ku ko ke mal mala me le mele e ka un ko wo la sa mo wa ko ke le wa ku ko wo la le o la nga le o la ni Australia e ka un ko wa ku ko wa fo ko lua le mea ka unga fai, ia e lua fa alo alo ka ngaka makua, ia e lua ka ukala fa alo alo ka ngaka, ia e lua alofa, ia mea umanga, ale awanga ia laku fa perlo o elenga ola I Australia wa per mea nga lika ke lua lkele o ka ngaka Samoa, fa per wale valonga I fafo, ia laku loa fi alo ia leo langa fa akungu ule nga olai, ia ale ia ke au ia malo ulua e le kakau e kaunga ola leo langa faa Samoa.
So you just heard a little snippet from my conversation with my mum, and you heard her talking about the importance of that intergenerational, you know, maintenance of our values and beliefs. So that passing down from generation to generation, ialofa aloalo and all of those sorts of things. That's a little bit of a insight into the way that I was raised by my parents, and I would say that it was the same for Mao. He talked a little bit about learning how to do fe'au from watching his parents, and obviously getting that fa'akongunga, that instruction from our parents, which was the same for me. So we're not going to talk too much about that, but we'll come back to the fa'aloalo piece, because that's a very important value in our Samoa and culture, and it does play a big part in the way that we has influenced us in the way that we parent. MJ growing up, you know, that was instilled in us from a very young age, like most Samoans, and we learnt this also through church, you know. So we learnt to fa'aloaloi tangata matutua, show fa'aloalo to the fefe'au and the elders, the church elders, and so on and so forth. And obviously, in the home, we show fa'aloalo to our parents. MJ is 5 now, and can you think of, I guess, give it any examples of how that plays out in our role as parents? And this is getting a little bit away from Ngangana Samoa, but I can think of one example, but do you want to share anything on that subject?
Yeah.
Ile fa'aloalo.
Ke rola fo. Pe rola si nga oe ka ua kongo me yo le loku. Ole ya ua yo le poku a onga mua mua nga so ska mai kiki o mo me kongo a onga fai fi'au. Mo me wa onga sa.
Aside from inside the home.
Yeah, pusa ke le vai ale pata ale loku. E mese ale ka koe ka le si ele whakasa. E play ili ola kupua e ato mai kiki. O nga e le ngaka e o inga e fai kau pi, ia i loa kala kau kusipa ia. Ia, mai i loa e fai kau kala le fa sa moa. E le a fa inga ke le la sa moa ia, a pe yoko ngu ia i fafo. O le a ngala nga mo me wa o nga sa ma o fai fea. Ke le a le sao i kamiki e overseas, ha? I kamiki i fa ngau i kamiki sa moa fa ngau i New Zealand, Australia, i amse si aku ngu. O ke roa foila, o ke le foila nga o le, o se le songa ka ua mo le upbringing o MJ le lumanga, i lo ke manga oi. O le fale a ua nga e a foi, e va venga nga pick up ma e loa i foi kamiki ki a nga maka au le akua. E a o longa lua mea. Ia o le whare a o ngā ia ka mai kiki ia o kongo o la kou whare. A maka mai o ngā mākua. A lele ia la le wha kong kongo ia ma le male oa o ka mai kiki kusa mō ngā lai o lai. Ia o le ke roa fo ia le a kau laka laka kua e I le life lai o lai ka mai kiki e o I sā mō. I le I loa wha alo alo, I le I loa whai whi au. O le wha kong ua ma le uska I ma le wha longo. Le mea ka ua.
Absolutely, the role of the church is so important. But we also have to be mindful that not everyone has that experience.
you know, we were very blessed to have access to a Samoan early education. And I have to give credit where credit is due. So I'm going to say that I'm really grateful for the E Whakasa Church, for the Sila Basi that they have. I think that's the most valuable thing that they have contributed, particularly for Samoans overseas. Ale kele se involvement o makua ile a o wingo o fe ka wingo o pi and ma me fa penga, you know, the reliance is then on the church, the responsibility almost falls heavily on the church I te tono le ole a onga fefe au ma le a onga sama me fa penga. So we're really grateful for that, and for me that's provided a really strong foundation. Wherever we go, you know, I can take that with me and I can pass that on to MJ now and continue on that learning for him. So, you know, so we're not so reliant on the church nowadays to provide that instruction, because we've had that ourselves. And so that's really important. And for us, you know, I have the chart, you know, the Bi Tau Tau, and that's permanently up in a corner of our house, where we continue on that learning. Anyways, coming back to Fa'aloalo, which I was asking about before. So obviously one of the obvious ways that you foster that value, Fa'aloalo, with your little ones, is to teach them the manners. And I think I've mentioned this before, you know, learning to be polite. You know, we have a very strong tendency to use polite language in Ngangana Samoa, or in the Samoan sort of context. When you're communicating with elders in particular, it's very important that you know how to be polite. Well, for me personally, I don't think that fa'aloalo should just be reserved for people, you know, your elders, for example, and people of high status. You know, it works the other way around as well. When you're, we've been influenced a little bit by Western sort of ways of parenting, or ways of parenting that are different to the way our parents have parented us. So we, you know, we also use fa'afetai and fa'amulumole when we were asking MJ to do things. Because I personally feel that that respect should go both ways. You know, if you're wanting to teach your child how to be respectful, it's very important that you model that yourself, whether it's showing respect and being respectful and using respectful language with your child, or, you know, being respectful to each other. Like, so you and I mean, we try, we're not perfect, but I love that we, you know, you never swear. I am probably the more authoritarian person, and Ma was a little bit more lenient. My point is that if we want to teach fa'aloalo, our approach is that, you know, you model it. You model it for your children, because o ka meki o me pu'eaka, as they say, they're like cameras. They pick up and they can sense when you're not being respectful to each other. So we're very conscious of that. Do you want to
Say something? Yeah, mangkuole upu falolo e mafainga playa nga ele i meanga kolunga e ofia i le savadi
o
le ku
mangkuole
mari kaukala ku sol falolo uma meanga o le mele vai a kun vai kaiminga i le lakka kele kele o ku pulanga le fafo o le falolo i le savadi ku sa mangkuole savadi e
lo
fai up ofo inga e lako ke alue peise me ke manga o isisi a inga. E ka kaunga e lako e ngofo lei lalo e ke lea lako e kauka laku wama e faifa mole nga isa wei laku lea mani a. So o mea o manga e ese le e manga ku whakau vaa. A ese le ka ua i leo langa o le mori kamsa moa. Lango i ngai loa mai e oe o se kahaka ua lava o a oinga i mea uma lenga uma ma mea uma wha Samoa, mea ka ua e i loa i oe o le Samoa. E o fwoi rai lo ai, ke lea ngeiwa i kau, ele fuakasi inge o skaria lea fwoi ke lenga wa ai i Samoa, le melo kupua, ua ke lenga sawa wari maa ai. Which is just a mere makua. It's very disrespectful. Fuilele, isi kanga kala e ngongo fuila lo mau kilo kua e sa valvariang e mai ai ai ma an. E serele fa alo alo ngame. So o peong fa ko me o mafa peonga. Yo le ka kamu fa ka ikai e kaua o ingai MJ. Okay, lo la ikiki kere is only 5, but or kami le leyangi a makanga train a kwet ka mai kiki. Ia makua ngi. Wai loa le me fai. Wai loa fa alo alo. E ala la me ia, loa fa alo alo e savadi, ia ilo savadi, ia ilo ngofo, ia mai ia ilo fo iku.
So this is one of the things that my mum drilled into my head. You know, she would always say, you know, o oyo se solofungua, o oyo se, you know, because horses stand up and eat. So I don't know if anyone else had that same lecture from their parents. And, you know, at the time, we probably didn't think that what she meant was you're being very rude and disrespectful. And those are the things we actually do right now. You know, we sit down and we eat because that's just a natural thing to do. That's another a way that you can, you know, practice that with them is to, when they're eating, to ask them to sit down and eat. They may not understand and they may not do it the first time you ask. So it's just about that reinforcement, you know, and the repetition and continuing to fa'akongo, fa'akongo. And then eventually the hope is that they will do it without you prompting or without you, you know, having to fa'akongo them. So that's the way we were brought up and as many other people were. And I guess that's the big influence that we've had in the way that we've, raising MJ. Other things too, like, you know, praying before eating. That's one thing that we've carried on from our childhoods and something that we've been I guess consistent with. Those values. And I guess that's going into the Christian. So, you know, and I think Samoan values and Christian values are almost interchangeable now because Christianity is such a strong part of our culture now. So, you know, you have values such as alofa, tautua, which is Samoan as part of our angu, but it's also a Christian value as well, you know, being in service to other people. So yeah, those are all of the values that kind of wrap up, and we don't want to get into maybe we'll continue this discussion further when we maybe talk about some of the Christian values. I think we'll try and wrap it up. What are some of the other things we talked about? Usitai. So yeah, this is one of the things that we've been really reinforcing with MJ lately, and I guess it's because of the age that he's at now developmentally, where he's really likes to push our buttons, and you know, parents of other preschoolers will probably empathize with us. So we've really had to reinforce the word usitai. MJ knows and understands the meaning of the word usitai because we've repetitively said it to him, but he's starting to understand now the consequences. You know, we're teaching him, you know, the consequences of not obeying. And personally for me, where our approach is maybe different to our parents is that we're not just demanding that they obey us. We're not just saying usika ile mele fayaku. Awole ka ukana melo nguku. There's a little bit of that, and it depends on the situation, but the approach that we're taking with MJ is that we're explaining to him, and it's a little bit, you know, you have to have patience with that approach. But my approach is trying to be, okay, if you don't usitai, ale usikai, ale faiale mealia, then this will happen. So just explaining the consequence of not obeying or not doing what you're asking them to do. And I find that most times, and you know, and then that will, you know, he will always go, hey, sia, or why. He'll ask why and why and why and why. And that can get a little bit frustrating, but I feel it's important to explain to them because you don't want them to obey you without question. That's me personally. What do you think? I guess we never really.
Approach
Ile mafu anga lainga fa'akongo.
Why they pay your coin, the system, practice, I guess, yeah. Me avoid the sour, or Facunga, Manga, or Fire Kusala, Pere, Mam, Lamarcom, I can call one of Fire, or the consequences of the Murphy, you barely muscat, yeah. A suya thing I could mouth, yeah. Kusa ele ku ual fa kongu ya male male o or ka mai kiki me kongu fai. Ai sui la fai nga, o le fa avai, o le fa avai, o le fa kongu pia, o le fa avai nga fa kongu pia. A o le sui ya le fai nga, ia sui le approach, kusa ia sui ya le fai nga lau fa kongu nga. A wangi e expecting ia fa kongu kuro fai mai lor ka mai kiki without questioning lau.
I'm not encouraging ngeke wa misconstrue e kangaka ia le mele kamfai e kwai le manga kulea. We're not saying that we want kids to challenge we're not encouraging that sort of behavior, but we're saying we don't, it's not the expectation, it's about the intent. The expectation is not that, you know, we would just, yeah, I guess it's the approach. It's really hard to explain, but we've taken a slightly different approach to the way that we've been raised. And maybe our parents did, you know, at times explain to us, but oftentimes, you know, you're just told to do and you do and you're expected. That's the expectation. So I think for us, we've got different expectations of MJ. Yeah, so I guess that's kind of where we're coming from. And we're not saying, you know, our approach is right and our parents' approach is wrong. You know, they grew up in a different time. They're influenced by the way they were parented and in the time that they were growing up and were parents themselves. They're still parents. I mean, when they were raising us, before we moved out of the home. And so we're influenced. We have different influence as well. You know, Mao, you will have different understandings now compared to the gaming lenga e ona, you know, lenga e Samoa. Because, you know, you're being exposed to different ways of thinking. You know, we've got more education now on, you know, the effects of smacking. You know, there's all of that stuff that's happening around us. And that's influencing us as well. You know, we're not here to say that our approach is right and that's not what it is. This is the way that we do it. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So those core principles of fa'aloalo, ska'i, you know, alofa, all of that is there. It's just that the approaches might change a little bit from how we were raised ourselves. All right, so we're just going to wrap it up. So as we did in the last episode, we're going to end with a few tips, just kind of linking back to our topic today. Some things that we do ourselves that we can share with others in relation to cultivating fa'aloalo. So things like, what did we say? So we mentioned before that you know, teaching them to say fa'amolmole and fa'afitai instead of please and thank you. So to extend on that, one of the things that we've taught MJ is to show gratitude you know, after a meal. So we've taught him to say, once he's finished, he'll say, fa'afitai, fa'i mea ai. So, you know, that's just a very, that's three words that you can teach. Our five-year-old is now doing it. He doesn't do it all the time, but most of the time he does it without prompting. And sometimes we will kind of, you know, give him a little nudge and he'll remember. So we're still kind of reinforcing that for him. And that's just, you know, you will hear, if you've ever been to you know, a gathering where there's a meal, you know, where people are eating, and, you know, often the people who have finished a meal, you know, will thank the people. We'll say, you know, whafetai le afoi, le ngā sese, you know, that sort of thing. So you could teach them that. Teaching them to say tulo when they're walking in front of someone, especially if we've only started to do this with MJ because we haven't felt the need to teach him, like the need hasn't come up, but I think we'll start to do that with him as he gets older. So you know, obviously when passing feel free to jump in anytime, passing people in close distance, making sure that they say tulo. Yeah, malisi mea ole ole whaakoonga ka meke pe
whaikai vai pe
e whaikai vai. Yeah, when they're sitting down, you know, not to sit with their legs splayed everywhere, or you know, open for all the world to see. And that's just, you know, again, comes down to whaaloalo, just showing respect. And that, you know, if you've if they can do that, then that can go a long way to you know, to just making others feel at ease, especially if you've got elders around. If you're in a room, for example, if whaingiwhainga loko in a room and you've got elders, you know, sitting there and children on the ground, that they're not, you know, that they're sitting with, you know, their legs crossed. It's just a simple way to show whaaloalo. So that's it from us. Thanks again for tuning in. We apologize if it was a little bit long, but there is so much to cover, and it's not even enough time to get into the nitty gritty of what we wanted to say. But we think that this is enough for now. If you've liked this podcast, we're happy to hear your feedback. If you didn't like it, we're still happy to hear your feedback. Constructive, of course. And if anything, you know, interests you, or, you know, has helped you, we hope that it has or will help you in whatever way that it needs to help you. Yeah, we hope you've enjoyed this podcast and hearing from Mal for the last time for this year. So they're going to Samoa. Well, we're going to try and actually for the next episode, we'll try and do a Skype or a video call or something where I'll record it over the phone. Mal's looking at me like, but yeah, it'll be nice to keep them involved somehow, even if it's just a quick hello from Samoa. Ah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, mangi a ngā kōng. All right, so this is us. Thank you very much again for listening in. My name again is Alofa Teo.
From Zanga Mao. I'm going to tell you this.
Yep. See you later. Tō whāsoe fua.
Tā.
Ole nāsa e whaafofonga I le Raising Chiefs podcast. You've been listening to the Raising Chiefs podcast. Thank you so much, whawhetai te le lava, for tuning in. We hope that you've been encouraged to keep the ngangana alive in your āinga. Until next time, tō whā soifua.